With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A former top aide to President Biden said she was authorized to direct auto pen signatures, but was unaware of who in the president's inner circle was giving her final clearance.
Neera Tanden, the former director of Biden's domestic policy, testified for hours Tuesday during an interview in front of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the former president's mental acuity and his use of an automatic signature tool that allowed aides to sign pardons, memos, and other important documents on Biden's behalf. During Tanden's interview, which lasted more than 5 hours, she told lawmakers that in her role as staff secretary and senior advisor to the former president between 2021 and 2023, she was authorized to direct auto pen signatures on behalf of Biden. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
ConAgra will remove artificial colors from its frozen foods by the end of the year.
ConAgra Brands, the parent company of Duncan Hines, Slim Jim, Marie Callender's, Healthy Choice, and Bird's Eye, is the latest big food company that says it's discontinuing the use of artificial dyes. ConAgra says it will remove artificial colors from its frozen foods by the end of this year. ConAgra also says it will stop offering products containing artificial colors to K through 12 schools by the beginning of the 26-27 school year, and it will work to discontinue artificial dyes across its entire portfolio. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texans looking to buy lab-grown meat will have to find it outside the state. A new Texas law passed during the legislative session makes it illegal for people to sell cultured meat for human consumption. The law will go into effect September 1st, expiring in 2027. Six other states already have bans in effect, including Nebraska, Montana, and Florida. This is SRN News. So the question is, how do you feel about school prayer?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 52% of Americans would have no problem with public school teachers leading their students in prayer. 46% say no. Support for school prayer is strongest in the South and Midwest. Opposition is strongest in New England and the West Coast. The highest percentage of people who would like to see public schools embracing prayer are in Mississippi. The highest percentage of opponents live in Oregon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
10 years after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, the split between Republicans and Democrats on the issue is wider than it's been in decades. Recent polling from Gallup shows a 47% point gap on the issue between Republicans and Democrats, the largest since it first began tracking the measure 29 years ago. The size of that chasm is especially due to a substantial dip in support among Republicans since 2023. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has closed its civil rights investigation into a planned Muslim community near Dallas without filing charges.
The Epic City project tied to the East Plano Islamic Center faced criticism and claims it would exclude non-Muslims. The Justice Department has informed developers the investigation is ending, noting their commitment to inclusivity under the Fair Housing Act. The project has faced state-level scrutiny with critics alleging it aims to impose Islamic law, but the Council on American Islamic Relations calls the investigations discriminatory. Jason Walker reporting.
The first astronauts in more than 40 years from India, Poland, and Hungary have arrived at the International Space Station, ferried there by SpaceX on a private flight. Police say Brad Pitt's Los Angeles home was ransacked by burglars. It happened Wednesday night. He was not home at the time. More details at SRNNews.com.